This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We know that you have gotten into some dumb arguments in your time. So what is the silliest, most meaningless hill you are willing to die on? 206-803-ROCK.
We're in it right now.
I think this is the debate of the century.
I have never seen our text lines blow up more with such vitriol than what we're experiencing right now. I'll get to some of them in a second, but I know we got some calls.
Andrew in Kent, you are Team Milk.
Yes, I am. I am definitely Team Milk.
And how do you like your milk?
Okay, so, well, two ways. You got to have milk with your cookies. Definitely got to dip the cookies in and then drink the milk. And then the second, still from my childhood, one of my favorite meals, a tall glass of milk and a PB&J.
Yeah. No, that, I bet it brings in like a good feeling of nostalgia as well when you have that.
Yes, it is.
All right, we got one for milk.
All right, so 95% of the people are on Team Milk from our text messages. We have a couple people on our side, but I'm enjoying some of the passionate texts that we're getting, like this one. Kiss my ass, Sarah. I drink a glass of milk with dinner every day. I'm 45, strong bones, and aging like fine wine. I credit the milk. You and your anti-lactose propaganda needs to stop.
Yeah, I mean, it really is just propaganda that she's trying to spew.
I just love that.
She's trying to take down the dairy industry.
Here's another good one. Tell Sarah to shut her vegan pie hole. I'm in my 60s and I still drink milk with meals.
Can I just say I'm not a vegan? Like, I can drink milk if I want to. I just think it's nasty.
I mean, I agree with that, too, because, like, I'm nowhere near vegetarian or vegan. And right. At that point, I still think milk is probably the worst thing you could possibly put in your body.
Yeah, I'm the vegan pie hole guy over here.
Yeah.
Sarah, you're effing crazy. I'm 59, ice cold, 2% milk is the best. Wait, you have to stay around for this one real quick, though. This is my favorite text of the entire one. It's at 206-803-ROCK. Again, we're trying to think things about, like, what hill you're willing to die on. Apparently, for our rockaholics, it's milk.
It's just the milk hill.
Just milk. And pineapple and pizza. But, Sarah, I'm 60 years old, and I still drink milk. This is more proof on how you've proven, once again, you are an idiot, and there's a town somewhere still searching for the town idiot.
Wow.
That town is Mercer Island.
Yeah, I'm like, why can't I be the town idiot of where I live?
You are.
Thank you.
Oh, my.
Wow, this is what I'm saying. My DMs were blowing up. Like,
there's passion.
There is
so much passion.
Wow.
I got one girl that said she brings a whole jug of milk to work.
Why?
So she just sips on it throughout her day.
No, another one. Sarah, you are the worst. I drink chocolate milk every night.
Oh,
we're in chocolate. Now, that's
chocolate milk. That changes it.
What about strawberry?
Ew, what?
Brad just started bringing that home for Barrett.
Is that Nesquik?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Brad brought that home for Barrett.
I mean, that's one of them. That's a brand of it.
That's all I know.
You could also buy just regular strawberry milk.
Let's not get crazy here. Okay. No, it has to be the one with the bunny, right?
Yeah, of course.
That's how you know it's the best one. That's the quality.
When I was a kid, it was in like a tin thing, and you had to pry the top open with your spoon.
Would you drink strawberry milk over chocolate milk?
Yes.
No. Absolutely not.
Yes. 1,000% yes.
If I was going to drink any milk, it would be chocolate milk.
Same. If I had to. If I was forced to. And then regular and then strawberry. Strawberry. Ugh.
Here we go. Sarah, I'm on your side.
Oh, thank goodness.
I like how your tone changed, Steve.
I know.
There's no screaming.
Sarah, I'm on your side.
Also, was that it? There wasn't like, I'm the most brilliant person or?
They said there's a gene in humans that has mutated over the years, allowing us to drink cow's milk, except for those of us that either get indigestion or gas.
Hmm. I could drink it just fine. It's just gross.
Yeah. It just tastes like too thick. Ugh. The thickness.
Sarah, I used to like you, but now you're on my bads list.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord.
Sarah, you are an idiot. I'm 53. I drink it every day. You're so stupid.
What is it with, like,
I'm going to change the station and listen to your father.
Oh. That's too far. Too far, Texter.
It's time to take back that milk opinion, Sarah. We can't lose him.
Yeah,
can't lose
right.
To your dad.
I love milk. It's my favorite drink ever. I'm going to get some.
Her dad really hates milk more than her daughter.
Yeah. Where do you think she got it from?
Yeah.
How legendary Apple. Was the milk it does a body good, you know, ad campaign back in the day, though?
You know, that's probably what it is. You saw all those celebrities when you were growing up. And I'm gonna say this. All these texters who are texting in, they just, it's all propaganda. They got the milk.
They're the propaganda.
Yeah. They got the ads, you know, Michael Jordan with his little milk mustache. And they're like, I want to be like Mike. And they started drinking milk.
They drank the Kool-Aid. It was milk, actually.
Yes.
Like one texter says, the Daily Mix Show is standing up to Big Dairy. That's right.
We're taking a stand.
It's time. It's time we expose them for what they are.
We got to stand for something.
Us town idiots over here. We're here to expose them and shut them down.
You know what? Even as a child, though, like cereal, I liked to just eat the cereal by itself. Just dry cereal.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't even
Apple
put
Jacks?
Milk in it.
I could just drive and have like the little mini box.
Yep.
I don't need that milk. The milk is the worst part of it.
It's making it soggy, and I don't want it like that. David in Federal Way is ready to change the subject.
We're at war with now our listeners over milk. This is great.
David has a different hill he's going to die on, though, between Miracle Whip and mayo.
Oh, so it's still white and creamy. We're still talking.
Half a day from Guam, guys. Good morning.
What up, David?
Hey, here at my work, Teamsters 174 on the port. We are the hill I'll die on is this guy who always brings in mayonnaise, Miracle Whip, and we like to argue that that is not mayonnaise. That's something an alien made out of his body parts.
So you like mayo, not Miracle Whip?
Yeah, I like mayo, not best foods, not Miracle Whip.
So can you immediately tell the difference if you're eating one versus the other?
Oh, definitely. I can taste and smell alien body parts from a mile away.
Rick in Arlington wants to bring it back to the milk debate.
Oh, here we go.
Got milk?
No.
It's delicious. It's delicious.
What's your favorite way to...
Why can't you use milk? I mean, you use it in all kinds of baked goods. You can put chocolate in it. I mean, it's good stuff.
I mean, I do make my Swedish pancakes with two cups of milk.
That's a whole different conversation. Of course, milk is essential to many things.
Yes.
We're just saying just to drink a big-ass glass of it, I'm going to pass.
Yeah. Well, that was fun.
In the rock shop now, you can get your Milk Sucks Daily Mix t-shirt.
We should do that and get like a carton of milk.
With like the...
No, with the circle with the line through it.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, get a carton of milk and like where you would usually have like the label for the brand, whatever it is, it just says Milk Sucks.
Yes.
So it's kind of subtle. Like people are like, wow, that person really likes milk. They have a shirt with a milk carton on it. And then you get up close and you realize, oh, no, the tables have turned.
It's the anti-milk movement.
Yeah.
Courtesy of the Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.